This is the BBC. The All-Leather Goon Show presents The Great Regent's Park Swim. England, 1830. On the throne sat George IV. On a chair sat Tom Smith. And lying in a gutter outside, Neddie Siegel.
What? Where's my leather speaking trumpet? Hello, folks! Hello, folks! Calling, folks! I'm not lying in the gutter, I'm standing in it. It just looks as if I'm lying.
Yes, you look like a liar.
What? Just for that, I shall do an impersonation of a car approaching. Even as I spoke, a door drew up.
Ah! Are you Neddie Sleagol?
Yes, I'm Neddie Sleagol.
Oh, hello. Will you please accept invitation from great German scientist?
Come along. Just to find out what you're saying.
please, Neddie, please jump into this river. And I will delight you now.
Scene 2. A piece of string on the floor of the Heidelberger Laboratory.
Yakamoto, in this test tube, I have succeeded in creating life from inanimate matter.
Oh, boy. Now,
I will just add a dash of thin people's herbs, 2 spoonfuls of instant licorice, and a soupçon of Alistair's horse oil. That's given it something to think about. Now, pour out the gooey paste into this blue serge herd. Oh. Now, put the stethoscope on it and listen.
For the smile on my face, for the whole human race, it's almost like being insane.
Curse it! We have invented echoes!
Oh, car!
Run for it!
Oh, thank you. Oh, hello, Mr.
Hello, modern echoes. You're looking well, modern echoes.
Yeah, I've just been invented.
Oh. Steady, Echo.
I don't care if I do die. I don't care if I do. You've done me.
Doing that, Echo. Now, just step inside this tiger.
Okay. It's dark in this tiger. Wonder where the light's with you.
Modern Eccles, poor ignorant fellow that he is, doesn't know that this is only 1830, and the electric lighting inside tigers has not been invented yet.
Anybody else in the tiger?
Yes! Pardon me, my good man.
Yep.
Could you tell me the way out of this tiger?
Take the lift to the third floor, past the BBC Center's office.
Thank you.
It's Seagun out of tiger, by Jove.
Bye.
Welcome to the Heidelberger Foundation Laboratory. We want you to take part in a vital, useless government-type experiment.
I'll do anything for useless country.
Right. like Milliken?
Yes, Teddy.
Have you finished playing the part of Yakamoto?
Yes, boy.
Then take the part of Modern Min.
Okay, buddy.
Ah, Modern Min. Give Mr. Seagoon the tube of green liquid to swallow.
Come on, Hot Henry.
What was it?
Ah, if only we knew.
What? It might be poison. I demand to see my landlord.
Now, Mr. Seagoon, so that we can observe the effect of the green liquid, kindly stand in this bucket of boiled dungarees.
Anything for England.
Men, get ready to take all this down.
All right.
Out the door.
11 o'clock, both ears exploded. 11-1, braces burst at the knee.
You see, I can't live with my trousers around my ankles.
Why
my
not?
Legs might fall down. Oh, the embarrassment of this is beyond...
And three choppers fell out.
I'll never play the Palladium again.
Oh. Never mind. Here's Max Gilthorpe to play it for you.
Brother, that's the old brandy that is.
That was Max Geldray, the well-known carpenter and joiner. By the way, listeners are not obliged to laugh at that, as it was a personal matter twixt Geldray and the cast. Part three. All day long, Mr. Cron experimented to discover what effect his green liquid had had on Neddy.
Well, it hasn't made him bulletproof, Min.
What a pity.
Where's my speaking trumpet?
Here, Cron.
He will take over from you.
Yes, I'll leave a Seagun. I'll throw on.
All right. I, Henry Cran, leave Seagun to Yakamoto and Ido. Thank you.
Right, grab Seagun and into the tank with him.
Oh, boy, oh, look, Neddy Seagun, not our sinking.
So that's what the green liquid was. Yakamoto, we have invented swimming.
Hup! Swimming? Snatching up a bottle of green liquid, I set off to achieve my lifelong ambition, namely, running along with a bottle of green liquid.
Mr. Seagun, if I were you, I'd patent that idea.
You're right. So when the idea catches on, I can charge people royalties every time they run along with a bottle of green liquid. And then, what a bit of luck. Here comes the horse-drawn patent office.
Morning. Hi, sir. Step into the waiting room, Jim.
Dad! There in the corner of a foreign field, surrounded by flies, run!
Curse these flies. Dear. How can these naturalist magazines publish pictures like these? I shall be glad when my 10-year subscription runs out, I tell you. I must remember to have these copies bound in brown leather and labeled A History of the English-Speaking People.
Pardon me?
Dad! A man wearing clothes.
Yes. I'm the only fully clad naturalist in the world.
It must be hell in there. What is your name?
Neddy Seagun.
Neddy Seagun? I didn't recognize you.
Why not?
I've never seen you before.
Oh, so that's why. Well, as you must know, I'm Miriam Potts' nephew.
Miriam Potts?
Of course.
Oh! The darling of Darjeeling. Oh, how we used to dance together. We waltzed the whole night through. The curry and rice waltz with you. It's really hot stuff. It's better than the old duff and the English-Irish stew. The ideal waltz for two, sailing along in the blue. I say let's dance forever, and don't answer never, the curry and rice waltz with you. Thank you.
Who was that?
A recording company.
Really?
Yes. They wanted to know the time. I'm going to write and tell them, you know.
But by the time they get it, it'll be too late.
I shall give them tomorrow's time.
I see. Well, where's that long brown parcel you've got in your long brown bathing suit?
Ah, it's something that I have invented.
What?
Regent's Park Canal.
What a stroke of luck. With that canal and this bottle of green liquid, I can swim across it without using a bridge. Any revenues from it, I'll split in two and keep both.
Well, one doesn't get an offer like that every day. Very well, at dawn tonight, you start training for the great Regent's Park swim.
Did you hear that, Moriarty?
Yes, it went bop, bop, bop,
bop. Moriarty? We've got to stop Seagun swimming.
Sapristi, Mr. Lekalata!
What? I couldn't have written that.
What?
Sapristi!
Sapristi, Mr. Lekalata! Explain!
Well, I've just invented the word help for people who are drowning. If Seagun markets swimming, my word help is worthless.
I tell you, Neddy will not swim the Regent's Park Canal. Let this sinister music be a warning to him.
Did Did you hear that, Buttlock?
Yes, it went bum, bum, ba, hello.
Hello, Hawks, calling, folks. I am about to start training for my perilous swim across Regent's Canal.
And so saying, he dove into a field containing Rage Ellington. Gone, Rage, play those early naughty Goonshow melodies.
Swallowtail, swallowtail coat. Swallowtail, swallowtail coat. I'm all dressed up in a swallowtail coat. Shine on my shoes and a sunny on my throat. Slick it up my hair and I haven't got a care. I'm a-going for them. Got a little girl with big blue eyes. Cute as a button and she's just my size. A bundle full of charms in my ever-loving arms. She's my hearty baby. I'm all dressed up in a swallowtail coat. Shine on my shoes and a sunny on my throat. Slick it up my hair and I haven't got a care. I'm a go-away caught him. Swallowtail! There's many a fella would like to be out with my sweetie in place of me. But she loves me and I love she, made for one another. I'm all dressed up in a swallowtail coat. Shine on my shoes and a song in my throat. Slickered up my hair and I haven't got a care. I'm a go-away caught him. Swallowtail! I don't want to brag and I don't want to boast, but I'm the fella she loves the most. I fixed up a date and I'm feeling great. Soon there'll be a wedding. I'm all dressed up in a swallowtail coat. Shine on my shoes and a song in my throat. Slickered up my hair and I haven't got a care. I'm a-going calling. Married, gosh or gee, gonna raise a family, 1, 2, 3. Build a little home, I'll never roam, never leave my darling. I'm all dressed up in a swallowtail coat, shine on my shoes and a song in my throat. Slickered up my hair and I haven't got a care. I'm a-going calling. I'm all dressed up in a swallowtail coat, shine on my shoes and a song in my throat. Slickered up my hair and I haven't got a care. I'm a-going calling.
The Great Regent's Park Swim Part 2. In preparation.
Oh!
That got rid of him, folks. Now, in preparation for the swim, I swam the English Channel, the Irish Channel, the Scottish Channel, the Jewish Channel, the Kensington Round Pond, and the Kensington Square Pond. Finally, as my pièce de résistance, I swam Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. But one evening, as the good things of day began to droop and drowse, night's black agents to their prayers did rouse.
Did you hear that, Moriarty?
Yes, it was Macbeth.
Ignorant swine, it was Shakespeare. Stop howling, you fool. You'll have us both out of this tree.
But they can't turn us out of this tree. We pay the rent in advance.
Well, stop waving that crow in my face.
Stop it. He's our landlord.
It wasn't worth him blacking up for the part, was it? Now, try and locate Neddy. Moriarty, hand me my telescope.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, the salt.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ah, now I can see him. Dash, strange, he's going into the zoo. Through the tiger's entrance. Moriarty, put on this, on this tiger skin.
Right.
Now, Mr. Seacroon, you want a vacant cage with a tiger bow?
That is correct, Mr. Zookeeper. And if anyone wants me, I'll be wearing this tiger disguise. You see, I don't want to take any chances before the big swim.
Yeah, well, we ain't got an empty cage, but you can share this one with our Bengal tiger. He won't hurt you so long as you keep your mouth shut, eh?
Fair enough. Call me at 6.
Hello, folks.
Hello, folks. I am speaking to you now from inside the tiger skin. From now on, I shall only speak in thick bubbles so that the Bengal tiger will not attack me. Hello? Hello?
That you, Noddle?
Thinks. Yes, it's me, Eccles.
Then why don't you answer me?
Thinks. Because I only talk in thinks, Bubbles.
Oh, well, how can I see thinks, Bubbles, when I'm inside a Bengal tiger?
Thinks. Well, open the window.
Oh, now I can see them.
Thinks, thanks. Well, now you've opened the window, why don't you get out?
What? The moment I climbed out of this tiger, he'd attack me. I know when I'm well off.
When?
When I got money.
Oh.
Not again. I'm not coming next.
Meanwhile,
week.
At the main entrance, we find a man leading a rather mangy, moth-eaten tiger.
Keep up the growling, Mario.
Wow! Wow!
I'm sorry, lads. We're closed.
Look here, my good man. It is imperative that I house my tiger here tonight. You see, it's his evening off, and I want him to spend it among friends.
Well, we'll squeeze him into this tiger's cage here.
In you go, Moriarty. Right. Keep grinding.
Now to destroy Seagull and that silly tiger skin. Ah, it's no good you growling like that at me. I know you're a phony, Seagull. Ah, I got you in my power, I tell you. You can do very good imitation of a tiger and a growling, but I know the truth. There's only me and you in this tiger cage. In imitation tiger skin, I tell you. I tell you, I'm...
Yes? Ladies and gentlemen, listeners are warned that the sound of this scene is unsuitable for children.
Why?
Because that animal you are attacking is not Neddy, but a genuine Bengal tiger.
Steady, Moriarty. Steady, Moriarty. You know that I charge £1,000 for using my invention, namely the word help.
Once the Bengal tiger was fighting Moriarty, I limped out of the cage and made my way to the banks of the Regent's Park Canal, where I am now standing.
Ah, Niggy, what a heroic sight you are in your wickerwork bathing costume and leather life jacket. Now, Niddy, are you ready to dive in?
Yes, a moment, Niggy. Yes, a minute. A moment, I'm free. A moment, I'm free.
It's singing Jim Spriggs. What? Yodeling piano player by appointment to the cool board.
Silent Jim, you can't swim. You can't swim. You can't swim in that canal today.
What?
Let me say that, will you? Oh, what?
You cannot swim today because I've invented this sign saying no swimming on Monday.
Curses! Spoiled by Monday!
No, I just saved you, Captain! Enter blue bottle with washboard and Mum's new skiffle top drawers.
Blim, blam, blom. It's the well-known Finchley lad, heavily protected against the wind, with newspaper stuffed in the cracks in his spectacles.
Come to save you from Monday. Neddy, my captain, my lovely little captain. Raises in ecstasy onto tips of toes, bringing little knots into play on back of leg. Knots. In this position, I will now skip you. Sing. You're nothing but a hand dog. You're nothing but a hand dog. You're nothing but a hand dog. Listen to them mangling my ear hole.
It was me. It belonged to my mother. Now, explain. How could you save me from not swimming on a Monday?
Monday has gone.
Why? How?
I've just invented Tuesday.
What?
Let me see that, Jim.
There it is.
Wait a minute, Jim. This is a square. Tuesday is oblong.
I haven't finished it yet. There you are. A perfectly safe Tuesday.
Hurrah! Saved by a little lad of tender years and tough boots.
Right, Denny. Now drink your green liquid and swim.
Hands up, all of you. Bloodnock, drop that Regent's Park Canal. And I warn you, nobody shout help. That is a word I've just invented and will cost anybody £500 to use. Now, give me that green liquid. Right, Neddy. Into the canal.
But I can't swim without the green liquid. I... You swine, you pushed me in. Help!
Out you come, Ned. To using the word help, 500 pounds. Thank you.
Wait! Wait, but I...
Out you come, Neddy. To using the word help, another 500 pounds. I thank you.
But look here, I...
Out you come, Neddy. To using the word help, another 500 pounds. Thank you.
Wait, but I...
You try to push me in. Out you come, Neddy. To using the word help, another 500 pounds. Thank you.
Wait, but I...
And
up
you come, Neddy.
Hello, look. Thank heavens, that's only a recording. Otherwise, I might have drowned. I...
Now, good heavens. What has happened to him?
He's fallen into water.
Well said, little Jim. Saved by a catchphrase.
Yeah.
That was The Gould Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Raylington Quartet, Max Geldre, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Harry Stevens. Announcer Wallace Kingslade. The program produced by Charles Chilton.